They just don't get it. Well, Day Page it is, and Rex Latchford I am, with another Day Page. On the pages of this morning's New York Times, the editorial board writes, "The Obama administration offers platitudes about security and vague talk of inconclusive inquiries." Now, that and $4 won't even get you on the subway. Also in the Times, the headline, "Obama may ban spying on heads of allied states." Finally, a vague response to the wrath of Angela Merkel. More snooping, this time Schoolgate. Schools are increasingly monitoring students, in some cases around the clock, via social media and in-school surveillance. You might remember years ago the outcry over a school snooping through school-supplied laptop cameras, leading to leaks of images of naked and otherwise indisposed students, and the arrest of a student observed taking pills as observed through the computer camera. The pills turned out to be good in plenties. Oh, apparently now a mouthpiece for the NSA and the administration, NPR News continues to use the word alleged to describe the NSA's own documents as leaked by Edward Snowden. Now, not even the NSA or the administration will disavow the obviously authentic documents. So where does that leave NPR News? Maybe they should rebrand as NPR Propaganda. Now, more news bites now. Kvetching over the national healthcare website continues unabated, something apparently both Democrats and Republicans on Capitol Hill can agree on. Sort of. In the economy, U.S. consumer spending is up, but auto sales are unobservably down. Yes, I did say unobservably. Microcredit, a popular financing mechanism in the third world, is now taking hold in the U.S., which doesn't say much about the real state of the economy. The Times reports on a microcredit store in Queens, New York. Deja vu all over again. Tech stocks may be getting overvalued again as the economy heats up and investors become eager. But who in the tech business wouldn't welcome a return to the roaring 90s at this point? Also, why Apple wants to bust your iPhone? Apple is advanced in terms of obsoleting your prized devices, as I found out when I couldn't update my six-month-old iPod Touch to iOS 7. A security firm says a Wi-Fi-related vulnerability is present in hundreds of iOS apps tested, from stock management to news apps. William C. Lowe, who oversaw the birth of the IBM PC, is dead at 72, and I believe I met the gentleman at an IBM function years ago. The New York Times has figured out that America's dependence on cars results in lost hours that could otherwise be spent on exercising or socializing, and it's taken a toll on our health. In an ongoing twist on the weapons of mass destruction debacle in Iraq, the chemical sites in neighboring Syria that actually did contain chemical weapons have nearly all been reached by UN inspectors in unprecedented cooperation claimed by the US and Russia. And finally, today we have time for more goodies. Let's do this salute to coffee. I really need some right now. I have it in the thermos from the street. Raise that mug or thermos high. And I drink coffee all day long, too. But I dilute it with hot water, so I'm not killing myself, don't worry. And we even have time for the WTF department. Six South Koreans claim they fled to North Korea for a better life. Garry Kasparov, the former world chess champion who retired in 2005, will try to unseat the eccentric president of the World Chess Federation. Perhaps with a chess match? Our buddy Vlad Putin promises to welcome gays to the Winter Olympics in Sochi. And finally, in the WTF department, criminals are said to have planted chips and appliances, from electric irons to tea kettles, that launch spam attacks. Well, that's more than we have time for. Collect all the Day Pages at daypage.net. It's a production of Radio InfoWeb. Tune in tomorrow for another Day Page.